Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, 736. We are powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Professional installation and repair. They're family-owned and operated. AllFourSeasonsGarages.com/Nashville is the website. We are live at the Logo Brands annual warehouse sale. Going on today, starting at 9 o'clock, 117 Southeast Parkway here in Franklin. Giving more details as we move throughout the morning. Dennis Dodd joins us now from CBSSports.com. He's usually on his way to a game somewhere, but Dennis, now I understand that you kind of kick back in and just watch some games on the couch this weekend?
I am going to be on the couch. I'm not off, but I'm not traveling. So I'm okay with that this time of year.
Oh, man, that's a great place to be sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, you got the big screen, you got your Barca lounger, you got your beer. Well, not all day, but you got your beer.
You watch it. And then your beer.
Then your beer, yeah.
You get started early, that's right. These things will sort themselves out, but what did you think of Georgia at number 4 in the playoff rankings?
You know, I was okay with it. You know, it will sort itself out. I kept reminding people that there are 3 teams in the country that are undefeated and have beaten a top 10 team, and that means something this time of year. Obviously, it's LSU and Ohio State. But guess who number 3 is? Little old Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Who has a comparable schedule strength to Alabama. Unlike Alabama, they've beaten the top 10. Are they sexy like Alabama? Absolutely not. But I had, in my manual corner of top 25, I had Minnesota number 4.
Regardless of whether they can run the gauntlet and win the Big Ten, how impressive is the job that P.J. Fleck has done at Minnesota to make them nationally relevant and really win that gigantic game against Penn State?
Yeah, what he's done is build something sustainable. You know, as long as he's there, they're going to be something like this. You know, for you guys know this. For most of his career, he's had the reputation of a guy with the used car salesman, the guy with all the cliches, the rallying cries, row the boat. Well, they're really hard to play, and we saw that against Penn State. They've got 2 receivers, and they play in the NFL. The son of a Hall of Famer at safety, Antoine Winfield Jr., running back by committee, and he's recruited well at Minnesota. So they're going to be 9-0 each year. And there are reasons they're 9-0. They've played 2 FCS teams. They miss Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State. But again, this time of year, you have to give them credit for being 9-0.
Dennis, we've kicked this around a little bit this week. Is there a scenario where Auburn beats Georgia and Alabama and has a shot at the playoff with 2 losses?
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday. I was writing something about Auburn, and what I was writing is about how they could, you know, upset the SEC's chances of getting 2 in, because that's the first thing you think of when you think about the SEC. If they beat Georgia, Georgia's out, and if they win out, then what do they look like at? It would be 10-2 because they can't win the SEC West. It would have to be Armageddon all around them. They would have to have a 2-loss Big 12 champion, probably a 2-loss Pac-12 champion, and that because Clemson and Ohio State look like they're going to get in, and then hope. I think it would at that point though they would have beaten 3 or 4 top 10 teams at that point. They've beaten Alabama, Georgia, then before that. So, yeah, it's never happened. It happened in the BCS in 2007 when there was chaos at the end. Mm-hmm. You'd have to have similar chaos that I just described.
Dennis Dodd is our guest from CBSSports.com as we preview the weekend in college football.
Well, speaking of chaos, maybe it's a little bit of chaos there in Alabama. They're playing Mississippi State. What do you think is going to happen here if Tua doesn't play? You think they would still win, though, there, right?
I do. Mississippi State is diminished. There's talk of you know, of Joe Moorhead departing, whether that's in Rutgers or somewhere else. It doesn't seem like it's been a good fit there culturally. And they just don't have the horses. If they have to go to Mac Jones, then they're going to win the game. They can do that with, you know, Najee Harris and Brian Robinson, which under the radar, those guys ran pretty well last week against LSU. You know, that was a 5-point game, and I thought that held them in. Again, you know, with the, I don't know, I thought Tua played great. He barely committed, you know, 50% of his passes, but he threw for 4 touchdowns. But they can beat Mississippi State just going on the road and running the ball.
Well, in the ACC, they say Clemson hadn't played a tough schedule. Well, this may be their toughest opponent in the ACC with Wake Forest. So how do you see this playing out?
The ACC game of the year, and Clemson has already clinched the division. What does that say about the ACC? and Wake Forest is missing its best receiver, Sage Surratt. He's already a 1,000-yard receiver. He's got a shoulder. But think about this, guys, and I'm going to write about this today. If Clemson wins out, we expect them to go to the playoffs. The ACC is guaranteed a spot in the Orange Bowl. And they are guaranteed that spot by the highest-ranked team in a college football playoff ranking. Well, right now, there's not a second-team rank. And there may not be a second-team rank. So what happens? It's like the old days. The Orange Bowl goes into a smoke-filled room, the board of directors or whoever, and they pick a team. You know, who's that team going to be? Is it going to be, you know, is it going to be Pittsburgh? Is it going to be Wake Forest? Who's, you know, Virginia Tech hot lately? And what kind of consternation does that cause in the conference? It'll be really interesting.
Oh, wow. Dennis Dunn is our guest from CBSSports.com. We will have more with Dennis coming up in just a moment here on 104.5 The Zone as we continue with the Wake Up Zone. We are live in Franklin, Tennessee at the Logo Brands annual warehouse sale event. Everything gets really cranked up here in about an hour. Let's roll down I-40 to Wilson County. The Wilson County automotive family, including Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Randy Legg joins us now. Randy, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. How are y'all doing this fine day?
We are awesome. Tell us about some of those Tahoes and Yukon XLs you got on the lot there.
Well, this time of the year, with the holidays approaching, and everybody is aware of this, between the shopping and running to everybody's house and dinners and first one thing another, you need room. The Tahoes, the Suburbans, the Yukon XL will give you that room for all of your passengers and everything you have to carry with you, whether it's food or gifts. For example, 2020 Tahoe LS, stock number 20T017, MSRP's for $45,095. We've got that vehicle reduced to $39,637. And I've got a 2020 Yukon SLT XL, stock number 20G008. MSRP on it is $67,380. Well equipped, well loaded vehicle. We've got it on sale for $61,150. Come on out and see us. Let us make your holiday travel a lot easier on you and the family. We can, you can see these vehicles in person down I-40, 20 minutes east of the Nashville Airport, exit 236, or you can get online at wilsoncountymotors.com and view the whole inventory.
Randy, have a great weekend. We appreciate it.
Y'all too. Thank you.
All right. That's Randy Legg with the Wilson County Automotive family, including Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. As he said, just about 20 minutes east of the Nashville Airport, right off I-40 in nearby Lebanon, Tennessee.
Zone.
.1045 The Zone, 7:50 is the time. The Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. It's never the same from week to week when we have Dennis Dodd from CBSSports.com getting you ready for the weekend of college football.
Yes, Dennis, before we talk about a couple other games, I guess we have to talk about some of these schools that need head coaches. And naturally, that's Arkansas and Florida State at the top of the docket here. Who do you think would be a good fit and names that will be mentioned for those jobs?
Well, first of all, at Arkansas, it's really down. It is an SEC job, but probably a name only. The talent just isn't good there. Chad Morris, who, you know, I don't even know if Chad Morris turned around SMU. He certainly didn't turn around Arkansas. Is a heck of an offensive coordinator, but as a leader of men, and roster management was not very good. Well, the names you hear are Mike Norvell, possibly a Mike Leach if he doesn't go to Florida State. A guy I like that nobody's talking about is Bill Clark at UAB. He's got SEC, he knows the South, he knows talent, two-time National Coach of the Year by us, by CBSSports.com. But, you know, the other guy you hear about at Florida State, and it hasn't been substantiated at all, is Bob Stoops. I don't think he's going there. That's another situation where it's really down. It's a good program. But that's a program where I think if they took not even a leap of faith, I think that this guy would turn him around. It would be Mike Leach. I think he'd go there if they called him, because we know that he tried. You know, he was going to be the coach at Tennessee until John Curry got called home and fired that year. So, you know, those are the kinds of names you hear. I do know that Arkansas wants somebody in place by December 1st. Because as of today, I think it's 36 days to the early signing period.
Oh, wow. That's always huge with the coaches, no question about it. Naturally, Chase Young was suspended. I guess now he'll be suspended for one more game. But I want to ask you, is this going to hurt him being one of the best players in the country and maybe being a Heisman finalist if you even thought that he could make it there at the end?
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Blaine, because he will now end up missing two games. Can he win national awards, particularly the Bednarik and the Nagurski, which both go to the best defensive player of the year, missing two games? The response I get is I still think he can. I think those people want Chase Young associated with their awards still, and I think people would vote for him. As far as the Heisman, yeah, after that Wisconsin game a couple of weeks ago, a lot of us thought he was the best player in the country or one of the top three players. I think he can still get invited to New York. I don't think he can win it missing two games. I think most of his goals are still, you know, still in line for him if he produces, which he should. Good kid, despite what happened. One half sack away from Ohio State's season record. Season record.
Well, I have to ask you about this game, and that's in the Big 12, and that's Oklahoma and Baylor, and how much impact that'll have maybe even on not only the playoffs, just the rankings in itself to see if it can push the Big 12 up there, or does it really cannibalize itself if Oklahoma beats Baylor and then comes back and play them in the championship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could. Whatever happens in the Big 12 championship game will be a rematch, because that's the only conference that plays a round robin.
Right.
How about this? Baylor controls its own destiny this late in the season. Oklahoma does not. They have that bad loss to Kansas State. Baylor's at home. Another turnaround job, just like Minnesota. Matt Rhule, his first year, went 1-11. I met him in a Baylor private box at Chase Field at the Cactus Bowl in late December 2016. He'd signed one guy, or had committed, one guy committed. At that point, his recruiting class was 137th in the country. Some FCS schools are ahead of him. Well, I don't know if he has the best talent, but he's done a heck of a coaching job. Charlie Brewer, who was in that first recruiting class, is their quarterback, and he's done quite well. He had one offer, no Power 5 offers. He had an SMU offer. Denzel Mims is going to be an all-Big 12 receiver. The defense, Baylor's winning, believe it or not, with defense and special teams. Their defense is second in the Big 12. I don't think you've ever seen that. But their defense, they've blocked 14 kicks since the beginning of the 2017 season. So they're really a sum of their parts. Oklahoma just has to get back to where it was. They've been playing horrible defense lately. They had to withstand a comeback from Iowa State last week and block, stop a two-point conversion at home against Iowa State to win.
Dennis, in our final few seconds here, Notre Dame's 273-game sellout streak is ending.
Yeah.
I know that's something you've paid attention to. What does this signal about the state of attendance in college football?
Yeah, I've written about this extensively, and it's not good. Notre Dame, the last, 4 or 5 years, has spent $400 million retrofitting its stadium to make it more fan-friendly, to add more amenities. To add premium seating. And that's really what everybody's trying to get back to in college athletics, because given the state of campuses, you can't just tear down a stadium and build a new one. You have to retrofit these stadiums. So I use the example of UFC, which knocked down its capacity by 15,000 92 to 77 and added premium seating and indoor seating and a bar area, club seating, stuff like that. The key for these colleges is to make the experience more like home. And it's almost impossible when you've got, like I said, that Barca Lounger, the 82-inch TV, free beer, and that's what they're facing. That, and students are just tuning out. The millennials are tuning out. You've got to make the experience as close to home as you can. I don't know if you can, and that is significant news when a place like Notre Dame can't sell out.
Dennis, enjoy your at-home experience this weekend. We'll catch up with you again next week.
I will. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you later. From CBSSports.com, Dennis Dodd, every week here on the Wake Up Zone. He is always terrific previewing the weekend in college football. All right, it is that time once again, the special time of week, where we check in with the one and only Phil on the Hill. Phil, are you with us?
Hey, this is Phil. With no game this week, Coach Pruitt and I are hitting the recruiting trail, trying to add some new young men to our program that you can look forward to seeing on Shields, Watkins Field, and the Origin White in the coming years. It's an exciting time. Just to recap last week up in Lexington, how should I put this? I told you we don't ever lose to Kentucky, ever. What a heck of an effort by our young football team. The goal line stand reminded me of some of our defenses when Chief was calling the shots back in the day. But I'll take it easy on our big blue friends. It's been a tough week with who has won in a rump and one? Maryville? Oh, Evansville. Yes, good for the purple races. I know they're all excited wearing those jerseys with the sleeves. Speaking of basketball, can't say enough about Rick Barnes and the job he's doing with our volunteer team. He asked me to stop by the locker room and share a few words in halftime of that game with Murray. And needless to say, after that, they took the fight to the racers and kept it there for 20 minutes. Also want to give you an update on our renovation plans for Neyland Stadium. We've released a new plan, the highlight of which is the relocation of the press box to the east side of the stadium, which means I'll no longer have to share an elevator or wait in line for a meal with Himes or Adams or Clymer or any of them. So y'all have fun looking into the sun, fellas. Good riddance. Oh, and I just want to say congratulations to Kelly and our Lady Vols and their big win at Notre Dame. Lou's not taking my calls right now for some reason. I was at the CMA Awards Wednesday and old Gino was over there on West End spouting off, and all I'll say is, we'll settle this one on the hardwood in January, pal. Dynasty's about over. We're going to pour some steam on this rivalry and keep it there. Y'all have a great weekend. I got to get back to recruiting. This is Phil, and I just gave my all.
Man, that guy is so busy. Phil has always had so much stuff going on, the one and only Phil on the Hill. All right, buckle up your chin strap. We're going to talk about the ending of the Browns and Steelers when we come back. 7:58 the time on 104.5 The Zone, the Logo Brands annual sale here at 117 Southeast Parkway in Franklin. 104.5thezone.com/events is where you can go and get all the details. Be right back on 104.5 The Zone.